Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'll be happy to. Marty Durlin?
Here.
Steve Pierce?
Here.
Laverne Williams? William Walker? Fadi Sabah?
All the locals.
Sarv?
Yeah. Here's Sarv.
Dave Adelson?
Here.
Maria Armunian?
Here.
Julie?
Here.
Donna? Here. Joe Montez?
Here.
Nkosi?
Here.
Wendy?
Here.
Teresa?
Here.
Patty?
Here.
Ray LaForest? Bob Lederer?
Here.
Michael Warren?
Here.
Okay. Ambrose?
Here.
Mark Roberts? Ray Robertson? Oh, I'm sorry.
You mean Rob Robertson.
Rob Ray. Rob Robertson?
You just elevated him to Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray.
I'll tell Rob that.
That's going to stick.
Lonnie Hicks. Okay, Mr. Chair, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 directors are here.
We establish a quorum now. Let's look at the revised agenda that has been passed out. Of course, it's already old because it says 9 a.m., and it's already 23 minutes after 9.
Mr. Chair.
If there are no objections, yes.
Would you ask everyone who doesn't have a packet to just come and get one, please?
Sure. Who does not have the packet that the Secretary prepared?
Okay.
Good. Great. Dave.
I'd like to ask that finance be added after public. We move finance after public participation since we're a half hour behind and take a half hour off of lunch.
Why don't we play it by ear, Dave, and see how it goes, okay, rather than changing.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Yes, Steve.
I just would like to see if we could put time limits on these discussions. I think we have maybe 15 minutes per item. There are consequences to not maintaining the agenda. It's going to force everything late, and then once again, as people leave on Sunday, there'll be business that's not attended to. So if we could just stay on time as best we can. I'm not sure procedurally how to do that, but if we could figure out a way to do that very quickly, that would be great.
Okay. In fact, I can ask my vice to keep the time. She does an excellent job of that, so we can make sure that we are on time. Bob?
Yeah. Sorry, but there are a few things I want to suggest to change here. One is under committee reports. We have a five-minute report from the Executive Search Committee on the aspects that can be discussed publicly of the work that's been done, particularly the motion that was passed to make public what's been done so far.
I thought this was changed at the request of the ESC.
Well,
this is what we approved yesterday.
I think the ESC forgot about the simple fact of sharing with the public what we've done so far. Everything was put back into executive session.
So you need about 5 minutes to do that?
I think 5 minutes would take care of it.
All right. Yes, Dave.
The governance committee report should be less than 5 minutes. So
that's what I thought, yeah.
Okay. So could Directors Lederer and Adelson repeat their motion? Or repeat
it's not
their
a
changes?
Motion. It's
no
suggestion.
Motion, but just their changes.
Just a suggestion that the ESC get 5 minutes under the committee reports. I've already added them. Yeah. Marty?
Mr. Chair, at 4 to 4:30 p.m., the archives report, the affiliates report, and FSRN, I'd like to add a discussion of where our negotiations are with RFPI. It's, I think, been 8 months ago since we really discussed this issue.
And what I'll do is under that we have four to four thirty. I've already added 4 to 5. We'll add 4 to 5:30. And then we'll have from 5:30 to 6:30 for the next session, which is executive session. And we'll adjourn for the evening at 7. Are there any other responses? Yes, Bob.
I'm sorry, I had two others. On Saturday, today, 4:30 to 6, I think this was a mistake. C, point C was first bullet point, search firms, was moved to tomorrow.
Yes, that's right. It's under 8:30 to 9:30 for Sunday.
Also, the I would propose that we delete item A under executive session, the approve the ESP minutes, because that's not absolutely time sensitive and our agenda is back. We'll do that on the conference call.
Any other changes?
Tomorrow morning, as far as the executive search firms, we need to put in, I'd say, about half an hour to choose which firm we're going to hire. All that's allowed there is half an hour for each firm to be interviewed, but then we have to discuss it as a board. So I would suggest we cut lunch by half an hour, make it from 12:30 to 1. So in other words, executive search firm interview.
I'll agree to that. Go ahead. We can do that.
Okay.
No other changes? Let's move to the agenda. Yes, I'm sorry, Teresa.
I really don't see what difficulty we might have in approving the ESC minutes, and I would like to get it out of the way if we can. So the ESC minutes that you asked that we remove.
That's executive session.
No, it's not the ESC. It's executive sessions of this board.
You said item A.
Approve ESC minutes for 6:13 and 5:31.
Yes, and I think that would be...
That's an error. That's not ESC. That's executive session of the board. Should not say ESC.
The ES. Well, okay. I don't necessarily think that we can't approve those. Also, the executive session would be 5:30 to 7, I believe. You said adjourn at 7, so 5:30 to 7 is executive session.
Okay. No other changes. Let's move to the agenda items specifically. Let's go to, I've asked to call on governance first.
My apologies for not having the governance report in. I wanted to check to be sure I was correct that we only have one item for consideration by the board. That is that we ask that the PMB extend the deadline to July 15th for submission of the preliminary report to the PNB by the 5 LSB ad hoc bylaws subcommittees. We had set a deadline, I believe, for the beginning of this month, and that process has taken a little longer. So that will be the motion we're putting forth. Just to give you an update, we have working groups. We have three working groups. They're working on the following issues: a code of conduct along with consequences for violations. One addressing a policy on contracts review, and thirdly, developing the bylaws, convention, procedures, and the rest of it. And we have a liaison from the Finance Committee who we're working with on the financial impact. So we hope to have motions before the committee on those topics in the near future. But for the time being, the only motion is extend the deadline to July 15th for submission of the preliminary report to the PMB by the 5 LSB ad hoc bylaws committees.
Any objections to the motion as proposed?
Can we repeat that?
Repeat it, Dave.
That the PMB extend the deadline to July 15th for submission of the preliminary report to the PNB by the 5 LSB ad hoc bylaws subcommittees.
And I have it in writing.
Is there... Are there objections? Yeah, I thought somebody. Who seconded? Yeah. Okay. Are there objections? Hearing none, it is approved. Coordinating committee.
Could I ask a question of governance? In January, we sent an item to governance committee. I believe it had to do with the Blue Ribbon Commission.
We have not acted on that, as far as I know. Is that your memory, Bob?
Can I correct the record on that?
Please do.
Yeah.
I missed a couple of calls.
Okay. The governance committee reviewed and approved that motion, brought it back to the April meeting, and the full board approved the motion. And actually, you'll hear in a few minutes the Committee of Inclusion has been working on implementing it.
Okay.
I had a question also.
Yes.
Talking
to the mic, please.
Oh, do all five stations actually have an ad hoc?
I have no knowledge of that. Lydia Brazan is in charge of that working group. I believe she was in contact with the stations, but she is the person who's anchoring that. I'm not aware that they are up or functioning. Other people may have that information. I know KPFK does. I know KPFT does.
Okay, we'll move now to the Coordinating Committee's report.
Sorry, I have a lot going on in front of me. The Coordinating Committee has dealt with several, issues of importance since the last PMB meeting. One of the just to let everyone know, the function of the Coordinating Committee is to coordinate information and information requests between the board and the executive director. And so some of the initial items that we had were pending information requests that had been, been since our first PNB meeting in Berkeley, including the Democracy Now! Contract, which was emailed out to the board as well as available online. The KPFK GM Evaluation Committee request, and what we did with that, or there were suggestions that we as a board develop an evaluation policy. There's one that exists for the network at this point, but I don't think that it has gone through board approval or board review, and so that's something that we will need to refer to another committee. I think it was discussed that it would go to the Personnel Committee, but since the Personnel Committee has not been up and functioning, then we need to deal with getting them up and functioning first. The next request was the Director Inspection Rights at WBAI, which was sent back to the full board, and Directors Heffley and Williams were granted access to WBAI. The other items that we had on our plate were the PNB secretary issue, which now we have Donna, and thank you, Donna, for stepping up into that position. There was also a motion that was passed, and I want to make note to all the secretaries of committees, posting and access to minutes from PMB committees, that we need to be diligent about doing that, and just making sure that those committee minutes are available to everyone on the web. The next,
and send a copy to the secretary. And
please send a copy to the secretary as well. And are you up and running as secretary at pnb.org? I know that email hasn't been.
Speaking of the mic.
Hadn't considered that.
Okay.
I will make the note.
Okay.
Secretary.
Yeah. It's secretary at pnb.org.
Okay.
Did I say at pnb.org? Sorry, it's secretary at pacifica.org. I haven't drank my full cup of coffee yet. The next information request was the Pacifica Internet Tuner Project, which either Dan or Lonnie was supposed to send a memo out giving folks an update on that information request. And the other items that we dealt with were the PNB meeting here in Berkeley and ensuring that there was allotment for enough executive session time, as well as for the interviews of the IED position that we did yesterday. Our I guess biggest charge moving forward is oversight of the interim executive director. That was a charge that the coordinating committee was given by the full PNB. And so in our last call, we adopted a motion, and I will go ahead and read that for you all. And these are all part of the coordinating committee minutes that I'm reading. And so the oversight mechanism for interim ED, the motion that was passed is that the coordinating committee will meet biweekly with the interim ED to monitor the achievement of the key tasks identified by the ED search committee and coordinating by the ED search, and will report on progress to the PNB after each meeting as part of the coordinating committee meeting minutes. The interim ED will not enter into any major contracts without PNB approval. So that's kind of our biggest charge moving forward, and I'm sure it's something that we'll be taking up the bulk of our time in the coordinating committee.
Response, Dave?
I think there was one other, the motion that two things. One, the Pacific Internet Tuner information request was a request to know how much we've spent on that project as a whole, because it's the nature of the way we do budgets that we don't always, we can't see, given the way it's broken into line items, how much individual projects cost. So that was a request to find that out. The other thing is we had a motion at the last meeting, which I gave you, which is to the effect that we request that the board empower the. Do you want to do that?
Is that the last the key task?
No, it's the first thing on the page is the summary of the motion we passed. That key tasks is actually part of something we'd already passed as a board. It was Bob's motion that's listed in the May 31 minutes. But at the top of the page there, it says summary.
Yes, the CC recommends.
Right.
Okay. It reads as follows. The coordinating committee recommends an addendum to the existing policy on contracts as follows, that during the transition period, the coordinating committee be given authority to request PNB review prior to execution of particular major contracts, for example, amounts greater than $10,000 if it feels that review desirable, necessary. And that was approved without objections. So, again, that's... I guess in moving forward in our transition period, ensuring that whatever interim ED presides over the network for this period, that they do not have the authority to enter into major contracts without prior approval from the PNB.
Dave?
And I just want to clarify or specify, rather, that when we say that we request review, that I would recommend that we be granted the authority to assign it directly to the appropriate committee or committees, so it doesn't have to come to the PNB, get farmed out to a committee, and come back. So what we're saying is the existing policy basically says that the contracts policy says that we'll be notified before entry into any major contracts, here defined as more than 10,000. What we're asking is that we can say don't enter into that contract until it's had further board review for some specific contracts. Examples of the kinds of contracts are, for example, a director's and officer's insurance policy. And there may be exclusions in that we want to consider that an interim ED might not be fully aware of. Or there may be other major contracts that come up during the course of this. And we just want to say that we have the option of review before they do that. But we didn't want to deal with having to define every single contract or what it meant. Since the existing contracts policy says the coordinating committee, or that we're notified of it by the ED, then this just gives us the option as a group to say, oh, that should be further reviewed, and to assign it to the appropriate committee.
And one other item that still needs to be vetted through the coordinating committee that was part of our discussion around the transition period was any major hires. That's something that we did not have kind of consensus on or even ample discussion within the coordinating committee. And so that's something that we'll be coming back to the board with in terms of a recommendation around major hires during this transition period.
Pleasure of the board. Yes.
Of the motion you read, which of those are you bringing for us to vote on today?
Just the last one, the oversight mechanism for interim ED. So would you all like me to read that again?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And again, this is, let's see, just to let you all know that this is also in connection with the executive search committee's list of key tasks during this interim period, that's what we're working. I guess that's kind of the basis for what the – let me see. Yeah.
In those minutes, that we withdrew that because we were informed that the PMB had already passed something that specifies that. So that part we just withdrew. The only thing we added was that first thing on the page, which is the item about
contracts.
About contracts.
That's all.
Because all of that stuff turned out to already be included in Bob's motion that the board passed on May 31st.
I guess it was just to define key tasks, but I'll go ahead and read the motion. That the coordinating committee will meet biweekly with the interim ED to monitor the achievement of the key tasks identified by the ED search committee and will report on progress to the PNB after each meeting as part of the coordinating committee meeting minutes. The interim ED will not enter into any major contracts without PNB approval.
Yes, Bob. It's not working.
Unfortunately, I know that a lot of this has been confusing for the board because we've gone back and forth several times on how to structure this. But in fact, those key tasks were tabled, and we never came back to them. And as a matter of fact, what happened later was that after further discussion with staff people, it was realized that this might be too many key tasks for one sole person to do as in an interim basis, and that was where the concept of a transition team came in. And so it was kind of redefined as something that the team should be responsible for, and some or perhaps most of them would be the ultimate responsibility of the acting executive director, but not all of them. So to refer back to a list like that is an outdated list. So actually, I'm especially hoping Julie can hear this. So I think if we're going to continue with this motion, it would have to say something like as to be defined by the executive search committee or rather than the prior document, which is outdated now. And also, I don't know if it's clear that every 2 weeks, this is more for the coordinating committee than for the rest of us, is whether it's really necessary to meet every 2 weeks, as opposed to the motion that did get passed by the board, which is to meet once a month with the transition team or about, the, you know, to supervise the transition team.
Okay. Anyone else?
I actually want to clarify something, and I apologize for the confusion. We, as a coordinating committee, had a lot of discussion around this. We eventually withdrew it for precisely the reasons that you were mentioning, Bob. So we did not consider that. So the only motion that you all are to consider today is the contracts motion. So let me reread that. The coordinating committee recommends an addendum to the existing policy on contracts as follows, that during the transition period, the coordinating committee be given authority to request PMB review prior to execution of particular major contracts, which clarified is amounts greater than $10,000 if it feels that review desirable or necessary.
What's the pleasure of the group? Are there any objections to that motion?
Point of
yes,
information. Does that mean that the coordinating committee has to request, or does it automatically go to the coordinating committee before a major contract can be executed? And let me second part that. That would then indicate that the coordinating committee would have to know all of the major contracts that were under consideration. And I got to tell you, there have been so many times when I think we've not known what the heck is going on.
Dave?
We've already passed a contracts policy last year. We asked that the governance committee develop a formal policy for PMB oversight, but the policy we passed is a notification policy that says, and I can read it, this is, we passed it in Houston in June of 2004, that in the interim period prior to development and approval of such a policy, on formal contracts oversight. The ED, CFO, or station general manager, as relevant, shall inform the board of directors of, one, the intent to develop, establish, or enter into new contracts, and, two, provide the board with a copy of the contract to be established or entered into not less than 14 days before taking action on it. Where it's not possible to provide 14 days advance, the contract will be provided to the board as soon as possible, accompanied by an explanation of why 14 days advance notice wasn't possible. Note, this policy is not intended to apply to the signing of contracts with new contractors, for example, the hiring of new personnel, using standard contracts of longstanding within the foundation, or to contracts for incidental items. So we have an existing policy that says the executives will let us know before they're going to enter into any new kind of contract or a major contract.
And why do we need this?
What this adds to it is that we can say, no, we'd like you not to enter into that until the board has had a chance to review and approve. Because we don't have a board has to renew and approve, review and approve policy in place for any contract. So absent that, the person with the authority of the executive director is empowered to enter into contracts, including major contracts. And what we're saying is we should be, the coordinating committee should, meeting regularly with them, should be able to say, wait, don't execute that contract until we've assigned it for review and had PMB feedback on it.
Chair?
Yes.
I just have a question about the impact on staff of this motion. I don't have a clear sense, but we have a $15 million organization, and $10,000 doesn't seem like a great deal of money. And so I was just curious if we could hear from the CFO. Yeah, if we could just hear from Lonnie.
Okay,
CFO.
Lonnie.
I don't really have a feeling about it other than that we should hear from him since
Very
they
good.
Are being paid to
Thanks
do work.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Lonnie?
Hello? Yeah, it's going on.
Justin.
You want to check the other one, Otis? Otis?
No.
Want to check those two? One of those didn't work.
Is it working?
Looks like it might. Well, maybe if I get
okay, Lonnie, go ahead.
Well, there are a couple of issues. This came up very quickly. I haven't had much time to look over contracts to see how many would be impacted, so I'm unable to say at this point whether what contracts are involved and which ones are not, so I need more time to look at it. And I guess in saying so, I would request that the board give me time to look it over to see what the implications are of how many contracts would be impacted by this. The second thing I would say is that the $10,000 amount seems awful low to come to the board with a $10,000 contract. I think the figure should be probably higher now that I sit here. The last point I guess I would make is that bringing contracts directly to the board, I think, is a step that ends up creating another step in the process. I would think that the Finance Committee would look over contracts in the normal process of doing finance. That's what they're supposed to do. So I think that the CFO or whoever or the ED would bring them to the finance as a part of the budgeting process or the part of the rebudgeting process, because the contracts will not occur in a vacuum. They will occur in the context of either the budget or the rebudgeting. And I think it's better to probably look at it that way, because it is a change to a budget that you really want to know about. And the second level of interest might be the content of the contract. That is this a new contract? Is it different than what we budgeted for? So, to sum up, I don't know the implications. I'd have to look it over, and I think that, you know, we need to know what it will mean.
Mr. Chair. Sorry.
Lonnie, how many contracts are there that are $10,000 that we're talking about? What's the number?
Well, I wish I could give you a number. I think there probably are at least 30, 40, 50.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'd like to
offer a little amendment to the motion that coordinating committee has come up with, and I would like to have the coordinating committee respond to that after the contract is given to them, an analysis and their decision within 2 weeks back to the management, so that it doesn't dies here and just hamstring everybody and nobody can do any work.
Are you suggesting that Lonnie do the analysis, get it to the committee, and the
give it to the committee, and the committee should respond within 2 weeks?
Is there a second to that motion? Hearing none. Marty, and then Dave.
Mr. Chair, I wonder if Lonnie could tell us what level beyond 10,000 he thinks it might be appropriate.
You know, I wish I could give you a number because it does mean you have to look at all those contracts and say, well, which ones are routine, which ones are already budgeted for, which ones are new or might be new, which ones, like an insurance policy, they're you know, like a broker has to go out and bid the contract. You don't know whether the amount's going to come back. Every year, for example, our workers' comp contract goes up 10 to 12%. That's thousands of dollars. Medical insurance goes up every year. And so pretty, you know, the fear would be that we'd be bringing medical insurance contracts and insurance contracts to the board. I don't think that's really practical. Will it happen in this case, 120 days? Fortunately, yes, now that I think about it, because the enrollment period for our medical is in September, and so you'd have that contract up. So, yeah, I think there's specific contracts should be reported out on, but I don't think we should go through a real cumbersome improve review process. It will be a problem, you know, maybe an issue.
Are we?
Coming for you,
Dave.
Yeah, I want to remind people, and then particularly the CFO, that the coordinating committee, in discussing this, requested a number from the CFO for the threshold. So the number 10,000 is the CFO's suggestion. That's why it's in the motion. And as to the SARS comments about the finance committee, et cetera, the point, for example, about things like the directors and officers insurance policy has to do with provisions in there that relate to the board, possibly more than just the finance committee. You know, I don't particularly have any objection to it being dealt with in the finance committee. The point was just that there are types of contracts, for example, contracts that might be signed, I don't expect that any major ones are going to be developed, but with content providers of various sorts, may want to go to programming committee, et cetera, et cetera. So, and I agree with Sarv, I don't want this to become a cumbersome process. The whole idea was for that committee to use its discretion and only exercise it in important cases. The existing contracts policy already has limitations on its use for trivial items.
Point of order, are we keeping track of the time?
Yes. Hi, buddy. Who else has a
point of order? Okay. How many minutes?
Yes.
Point of order?
Yes.
How many minutes are allocated for this report?
About 15 minutes max.
Is there a resolution on the floor?
Sure. Yes and no, but there. Would you read it, Donna?
Oh, I still have it. Sorry. The coordinating committee recommends an addendum to the existing policy on contracts as follows, that during the transition period, the coordinating committee be given authority to request PNB review prior to execution of particular major contracts, e.g. amount greater than $10,000, if it feels that review is desirable or necessary. One thing that I do want to add, just as kind of an additional information, is that, again, it is at our discretion. It's not to look at every contract that's over 10,000, and whether or not 10,000 is the right number or not, I guess that's what we're discussing, but that it's that we would have the authority to then request oversight and review. It wouldn't be for anything under the sun.
Teresa and Mark.
I think that the interim ED if the, that person is preparing to sign any contracts, should look forward to passing this by somebody. And I'm ready to vote.
Mark? Okay. We're ready to vote?
Chair?
Would you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm assuming that what we're setting up, though, is a policy that would be survive, that would last beyond that, that person's tenure.
No.
No, it's just during the transition period.
Call the roll. Are there any objections?
Yeah.
Any objections?
No.
It is approved. Let's move. Is that is there more from coordinating?
Nope. That's it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Programming.
I'm
Are
sorry.
You ready?
I have another motion relating to the report that was made.
Relating to the coordinating committee report?
Yeah. That the coordinating committee develop a recommended policy governing hiring or firing employees in major positions by the acting executive director. And
what?
Let me read it again. That the coordinating committee develop a recommended policy governing hiring or firing employees in major positions by the acting executive director. Can I explain?
Well, yes, please.
If there's a second, I can explain it. Okay. This is basically putting into a formal board motion what Julie said, which is that the committee is going to be considering this question, although she didn't include firing in it. She said you'd be considering the committee would consider a policy on hiring people in major positions. But I just think it's important to put the board on record that we think there does need to be some sort of supervision and review by the coordinating committee of whatever they define, and this is the sticky term that they'll have to spend some time defining the term major positions. Obviously, if it's some position that is not kind of a huge area of responsibility, you wouldn't want to have the board micromanaging that. But if it's some very powerful position, then it might make sense for a person who's only the acting, who's only going to be there for 3 months, not to hire someone who could last for 10 or 20 years and have a lot of, role in determining policy in a certain area. So I just wanted to, you know, even though we could just let the committee continue doing its work, I would like us to go on record as saying that we think something needs to be developed, not develop it here today.
Mark?
Well, I had two concerns